ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of March, 1976, in Delhi, India.
Srila Prabhupada, the last few days as guests have been coming to greet you, practically everyone who you've had a conversation with has brought up this question: what is good and what is bad? What is sinful activity? It seems that people have great difficulty discriminating today between good and bad.
What is your answer?
You've answered very nicely that whatever the authority says is good, is good. Whatever the supreme authority says is bad, is bad. Independently of what our own way of thinking is, we have to ultimately answer to the supreme authority. Even that lady, she gave the example that in society certain things are good, but they've bent the law, that things which were once bad, they're now accepted as good. So you explain that whatever the authority says is good, is good. So the only difference I can see is that the goodness and the badness that Krishna has defined are eternal.
Bad is this material world, and good is spiritual. The material world, the discrimination of good and bad is mental cognition.
Manodharma. So pious activity is that activity which brings us to the spiritual world, and impious activity, activity which roots us here?
No.
Or even the pious activities of the material world considered bad?
Pious activities are impious activities in this material world. They are the same.
Does one have a better chance of reaching to the spiritual platform if he is performing pious activities?
Yes. Chance, not sure. Just like charity is pious activities. But if the charity, by chance, it is given to a Vaishnava, then it becomes a lift for spiritual. And charity given for opening hospital, it is the same, impious activity. People are inclined to do something pious, just opening a school, opening a hospital. And if you go to such person that you want to open a temple, they will not do it. There are many temples. And as if there is no school. There are many schools, still they will open a school and hospital. But if you go for some charity for opening a temple, there are so many temples.
Like last night, everyone was giving money for this hospital program, the meeting there.
Was there any book sale or?
Some. I think that lady that you preached to the night before last, she bought a Bhagavad Gita.
She bought. Hare Krishna.
The problem that the single elements alone in the body do not have life. The blood does not have life. The the air does not have life, and so on. But how would you prove that all of them combined together don't have life? How would you prove that?
Dada, you do not find in the water, in the air, in the fire, the five elements, you do not find there is life. So, what is it? That life force. They are trying to prove that combination of this, there is life. But actually, by analytical study, we don't find life. The first example is this breathing. Everyone is under the impression that breathing is life. So, when the breathing stops, the air is stopped. Just make some artificial way of breathing, bring life.
They may say that that is only one aspect.
Every aspect you say, Rascal, you take water, take fire. Where is life? Let's take heat. Heat in the body. Heat is fire. So everything you take, which is constitutes this body, analyze separately and find out life. Where is life?
But they may say that a combination produces.
Combine it. There is everything is there. You combine and produce life. Combination produces and you combine. Why don't you combine and produce life? You simply speak like rascals. Take the water is there, the air is there, the fire is there. You combine to them. Now we are so much advanced in scientific knowledge. Combine them and produce life. What is their answer?
They'll say that they can't do it.
Then they will speak rascal that there is life.
But they
cannot
say,
do what you cannot do. Why do you speak like an answer?
They will say nature does it.
Nature does that means you are rascal. Nature is above you. Then worship nature. Be submissive. You are submissive already. It doesn't matter with you whether you accept or not. Nature is pulling you. Nature is stronger than you, there's no doubt about it. Then why you declare that you are independent? You are not independent. Foolishly declaring independence. As soon as you are dependent, you must have to accept God. You may not know who is God and what is God, but somebody who is controlling you, your activity, he is God.
Well, but in the early 50s, the scientists performed an experiment which substantiates their theory that life comes from matter, and they actually created a one-cell being. They made one cell which had life in it. It moved and like an amoeba.
What is wrong? What is it wrong now?
Well, they've done it. They can do it by creating certain conditions. They use
why do they not do
amino acids and water and electricity.
That's a blessing.
Don't you move?
But this gave great strength to their theory that life can come from matter, because they created a one-celled amoeba. They say they created it. That life actually came.
They said everything. But where is the proof?
Well, the scientists saw it.
I saw it. They saw it here at their home.
They put the chemicals in and then it moved. It became alive.
So many years they haven't done anything else.
Yes, see.
Well, that's as far as they got, but it really boosted their theory. At least to that, they thought they would be able to create life.
All this.
There's also a scientific argument against that, there may have been the life conditions or the conditions conducive to life, so that therefore life came.
Yeah.
But not that it was produced by chemical combination. Anyway, there's actually an opposing argument, scientific school that opposes that idea that they actually produced the life. So.
Some of them said that the life was already there in the water to begin with.
Water like that is in the air.
Yeah.
That is another. The life is different from you.
Yeah.
That is our. They are attracted by this variety of materials. And when time comes, is put into death, everything is moved from the height, and he accepts the body of a dog. To accept by compulsion his type of body according to his activities, that is it. Now that big minister, Pandit Jalhi, spent so much time and energy for creating this. If after death he has become a dog, then what is very good? You cannot say that he has not become a dog. The Dehantara Prapti, one has to accept another body, and what kind of body one has to accept, who will say? His work, what he has done, that will say.
When you asked him to join us, he said, I cannot do it.
No. Join or not join, I mean to say that if I see that somebody has become dog, next life, you cannot say that not he has not become a dog. But we have no proof. Create a kingdom that will not be allowed to stay in your kingdom, and by your action you have to accept another body, and what kind of body you are going to accept you do not know. Therefore they deny next part.
It's just amazing, Srila Prabhupada, how the eternal spirit soul can become so implicated in this material world.
Implicated by desires. We're desiring always, constantly. So, the desire makes your next body. Every living entity in this material world is desiring how to enjoy. What is your question?
How the eternal spirit soul becomes so completely absorbed that completely forgets about the future and simply becomes absorbed in some temporary sense gratification.
That is material existence. Material existence means to satisfy senses. This is material existence. Then to see that everyone is planning for some material desire. One man, Tamal Krishna, is saying that he was eating motor car.
Grinding of a motor car.
What is the meaning of this? But he is desiring like that I shall be a famous man by eating motor car.
He's desiring for fame.
Huh?
He's desiring for fame.
Yes. Everyone can understand what is the use of this fame, but he's desiring. This is going on.
Modest.
That is the cause of his bondage. this life he's designed to eat motor car, next life he's designed to eat something, enjoy something. Varieties of monodharma, mental concoction, and that is his bondage. Krishna is so kind, whatever he desires, he is giving the facility all right. Take it.
Srila Prabhupada, is it more natural to love someone else?
Huh?
Is it more natural for someone else to enjoy or for ourselves to enjoy?
No, it is personal, Lord. You are desiring something and you get the opportunity.
So then to love Krishna is unnatural?
Yes. No, that is natural. And everything else unnatural. The principle of loving Krishna is distributed in so many ways. Instead of loving Krishna, you're loving so many nonsense. And you're becoming impotent. The principle is love. But instead of loving the right person, you're loving so many things.
You told me what is the use of becoming a pundit. So the other day I was in one shop and a man was asking me about Krishna consciousness, one of the shop owners. So I told him one verse, Sarvadharman Paritya Javame Kang Sharanang Raja. He did not know it, but he called over one of his employees and he was a pundit. He was working in the shop as a salesman. So I was thinking that he's become a pundit, but he's just working in the shop as a salesman.
And he has become a servant of a person who does not know that.
Yes, he does not know anything, but he has become servant.
About some other pundits wanted to get Narottam Das Thakur out of the town. So two of his students, one posed as a beetle seller and one as a potter. And when the men came to kick Narottam Das Thakur out of the town, they first stopped to get some beetle. And the beetle seller was quoting Sanskrit verses. And then the potter was also quoting Sanskrit verses, so they thought if the beetle seller and the potter of this town are such great pundits, what must Narottam Das Thakur be like? So they left the town immediately.
Krishna is the ability in man. Krishna is the ability in man. Krishna is the ability.
Krishna is everything.
Yes.
Is it all right to think sometimes when there is some success that it's more due to you than to Krishna? Because you've taught us about Krishna, you've taught us how to speak, etc. In other words, when there's some success, can we think that it's due to you more than to Krishna, or both, or
according to Shastra, both.
Both.
Guru Krishna Kriti Paya Paya. Bhakti Lata. By the grace of Krishna, one gets Guru. And by the grace of Guru, one gets Krishna. If one is sincerely seeking after Krishna, the Krishna gives him a guru, and the guru teaches him how to get.
Sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, devotees want to know what your greatest pleasure would be. What your greatest pleasure would be. How you would want your disciples to.
You all become full Krishna consciousness. 100% Krishna. That people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Let them have this Krishna consciousness and become happy. Mani na mana dena. Even who has no respect will give this. Everyone, not for his material position, but because he is part and parcel of Krishna.
Sure.
Srila Prabhupada? Sometimes the question is raised that Lord Chaitanya predicted the holy name will be preached in every town and village throughout the world. So, to what extent will it be preached?
That will depend on the preacher.
In other words, will there be preaching centers in every town and village, or Will it just be a question of traveling through and preaching to the people and ticking off that we've been there? I don't think so.
Traveling is essential. If possible, there may be centers.
But our ambition should not be simply to go to every town and village, simply so that we can say we went to every town and village. We should actually try to...
Why village? Everywhere. Town, village, everywhere. আবদ্ধ করুণা সিন্ধু নিতাই কাটিয়া মোহার করে দান লাগবে ঘরে ঘরে দুর্লভ প্রেম করে ব্রহ্মার দুর্লভ প্রেম করে দান লাগবে ঘরে ঘরে নট অনলি ভিলেজ টু ভিলেজ ডোর টু ডোর
Preaching engagement is unlimited.
In the material world, poor man thinks, this gentleman has got a big, big house, if I could have one. Huh? And the spiritual world, without desiring, there are so many big, big houses we have got.
Everyone can ride in the airplane in the spiritual world. Because everything is a pleasure trip for Krishna. We've written in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam that in the Vaikuntha class, everyone can ride in the airplane.
Yes? They say that when they're combined, there will be life. But the way of analysis we suggest is not complete.
The fact remains that even if they have a completely combined body, say a dead body, they still can't bring life back to it. Even if there's a body that's already combined, say someone has just died, they still can't bring life back.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.